This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Guerrilla.
And good morning to Dan Miller with Aussie Pet Mobile. How are you doing?
Doing well, and you?
Oh, perfectly fine, thanks. So this is pretty exciting to me, to be able to do remote services to people, saving them time and literally money in the same instance, because time is money. So how do you define this for people? What do you offer?
We offer help caring for the health and wellness of pets by bringing our private full-service grooming salon to you to provide compassionate one-on-one care for their pets. I mean, the big deal is we come to you and your pet, and that matters differently to different people for different reasons.
Ah, well, what are those reasons?
So for some folks, it is just the convenience factor. I mean, it's 2024. A lot of people work from home, and having to take their pet out to the salon is just a hassle that they would rather not deal with. So we're obviously a lot more convenient for those people, because we'll come to your house, groomer comes straight up to your door, and we'll knock on your door and talk to you about the groom, and then take your pet back to the van, which is parked on the street or in your driveway right in front of your house, and do it all right there, and you never have to leave. We do service a lot of clients and their pets, though, for whom it's really health issues are a bigger concern than just convenience. We have a lot of clients who, for the clients, them getting out and about is an ordeal and not something that's easy. So for us to be able to come to them and take care of their pets, we got a lot of clients who the clients have mobility issues, and they may live alone, and their pet is their best friend, and they need somebody to come and take care, and we're able to do that for them. We also have a lot of clients where the pet may be getting older and has mobility issues. And for the pet to be loaded up in a car and take a drive to a salon where they're going to sit in a kennel for several hours, potentially, just an ordeal that they really don't want to put them through. But the way we do it, again, we come to you. You're never going to sit in a kennel and wait. You're going to get the individual one-on-one attention of the same person through the whole groom and go right back inside as soon as you're done.
That's perfect. How long does it usually take?
It depends on the breed that we're dealing with. You know, you get a French bulldog, and they are very short, tight hair, and they just get a bath, and they usually, their whole process takes 30 to 45 minutes. If you get something like an extra large golden doodle, that could be a 3-hour groom. It just depends on the dog. Usually it's about an hour to an hour and a half for probably 90% of dogs, though.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I can see one convenience factor is when your doggy's all dirty, you don't want him in your car to smell up your car.
For sure, yeah. We get a good bump usually after we've had a week or so of hard rain, and there's some muddy animals out there, and they need a proper bath.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what do you do with mean dogs? I'm sure every once in a while you're going to get one.
So part of the thing that a groomer needs to be trained to do is not just to cut animal hair, but to handle animals, to read the signs, to know how to calm an animal down. For the most part, they are very well trained, and they're able to get through the overwhelming majority of them. Every once in a while, we have to muzzle a dog. We don't ever use choke collars or anything along those lines, but they'll handle them. They'll talk to them. They'll take a break and calm them down. There are some animals that need to go to a veterinary clinic and be sedated for grooming. Sometimes it's aggression. Sometimes it's just really, really high anxiety, but those are pretty rare. Our groomers are pretty well trained, and they're able to get through most of them. And sometimes clients are aware of the nature of their pet, and they may talk to their vet and get some form of mild sedative before we come out. That kind of takes the edge off so that their pets will be a lot calmer while we're out there. So there's a variety of ways of handling it, but we're usually able to.
Very nice. Well, what about your equipment? I understand you have electricity and water and pretty much everything.
Yeah. Right? So that's actually really cool. We basically have a conversion van. So we take commercial Sprinter vans that have a full salon in the back with a power inverter so that it can run AC power just like you have in your house. so that when our van pulls up, the cargo area of that van is outfitted with a full-service pet salon. It's got a lift table inside. It's got a full-size tub. There's a water heater. So even in the wintertime, we're not showing up and putting your beloved animals in a freezing cold bath. They're getting a nice warm bath like they should. It's got blow dryer, clippers. Everything is right there in the back. We've got a freshwater tank and a wastewater tank. So it's all self-contained, and it's all right there in the van. And we're able to bring a complete full service salon. The limitations are really minimal. Every once in a while, someone has a dog too big, but that's rare. We had a client recently with an Irish wolfhound that simply would not fit in the back of that van. But this is probably a 160-pound dog that on its back legs is over 6 feet tall. Other than that, though, we regularly get 120-pound dogs and whatnot in there and take care of the whole thing.
Wow. What about skin conditions, ticks, anything like that?
We do run into that. We are down here in the South, and it's getting that time of year. Seeing ticks is not that uncommon. We'll take them off. If there's one or two, if there's an infestation, then they do need to get a flea or tick bath. You know, it's not, even if you're using like a topical treatment on your pet, they may have one on them that just hasn't died yet. So that's not the end of the world. But if someone has an animal that they know has fleas or ticks, we need to know on the front end, because we'll schedule it at the end of our day. Because what I don't want to do is go to the Smith's house and bathe their dog that has a lot of fleas and then bring that same van to your house. So if we go to someone's house where they have a lot of fleas or ticks, we will give them a proper flea bath to get it all taken care of. But then we'll bring the van back to our office to be properly sanitized and decontaminated before it goes back out between those baths. It's something that we deal with and take care of.
Yeah. How do you sanitize the van after that?
So we do use a lot of, we've got a environmentally friendly cleaning product that we'll use. It sanitizes everything. But if there's been a particularly bad flea infestation, we will actually set a bug bomb off in the back of the van just to be 100% sure that we've killed everything and we're not taking anything back out. And after the bug bomb runs, then we'll run through and wipe everything down and sanitize behind that as well.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. Sometimes.
So I'm kind of wondering, have you worked with people in Germantown?
Yeah, so we've been in Germantown. Ozzy's been operating in Memphis for 16 years, and Germantown would have been one of the areas that it first went into. I believe we still have some clients there who have been with us for close to that full 16 years. It is one of we cover the entire Memphis metropolitan area. We all the way up into Tipton County. We cover North Mississippi, but Germantown is our second or third largest area. So it's a big area. We do a lot of pets in Germantown. I think we probably groom around 200 pets a month in Germantown alone. So we do quite a bit there. We effectively have 3 full-time groomers assigned to Germantown right now. That groom there just pretty much full-time.
Can you do that out of one van, or do you have many vans?
So we have mini vans. We have total, we have 24 groomers and we have 25 vans. Some of them share some of them just get to keep their van at their house. We've got a couple groomers who live in Germantown. We've got some who live in other areas, but drive over to Germantown to service that area. Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea it was that extensive. So is there any competition out there for you that you're aware of, and what advantages do you have over competition?
Sure, of course. We are not the cheapest option, and we're not trying to be, and we're not really sorry about that. if that's what someone is looking for, PetSmart or Petco is the way they're going to go. But we're not really trying to compete with them. They're going to be significantly less expensive, but I think they're going to get a lot besides the convenience factor. They're going to get much more compassionate one-on-one care going with Ozzy than they would somewhere like PetSmart or Petco. Because it's normal in those kinds of salons for you to drop your animal off. They may sit in the kennel for several hours while they wait their turn. After they get a bath, they'll use what's called a kennel dryer, which basically means they'll stick them back in the kennel and point a blow dryer on them, and they'll just have to sit like that for an hour and get dried that way. In our van, the process is done personally. They're hand blow dried by a groomer sitting there petting them and comforting them the whole time. That's a stressful process for a lot of animals. In bigger salons, a lot of times an animal is passed between a bather and then to a groomer to actually do the haircut. Again, with us, you get the individual attention of one person the whole time. You don't have to shuffle your pet back and forth. There are some higher end, more, I guess you could say, boutique salons that would offer the one-on-one aspect. But again, you are still going to have to load your pet up and take them to and from. And there are a handful of other mobile groomers in the area. But to our knowledge, there's not any that have more than one or two vans. So they can do a lot of what we can do, but they may or may not be able to get you in because they may have a full schedule and be booked out for a while. Or if an operation only has one or two vans and somebody gets sick, well, there's probably just nothing happening for a week. One of the advantages to having two dozen groomers is when someone calls out, even if they're going to be out for a while, we can probably get another groomer out to your house within a few days so that your pet doesn't end up neglected and going way behind on their grooming.
Very nice. Typically, does the same groomer go to the same house so that the pet can get more familiar with that person?
Yeah, that's the norm, and that's a good point. That helps a lot for the animal and the pet to get to know one another, and the client and the groomer get to know one another and build a trusting relationship there. It's not 100% of the time. People go on vacations, people get sick, but probably 90 to 95% of the time, it's probably the same groomers going back to the same clients and pets over and over again. Our preference would be for the overwhelming majority of our clients to just be on a regular set schedule with the same groomer that's only interrupted when somebody gets sick or goes on vacation.
Wow, that sounds extraordinarily perfect. I mean, you can only do what you can do, but that's sounds like you've covered every single base. Are there any other questions people should ask themselves that maybe they wouldn't think of unless you brought it up?
A lot of folks, when they call us and get a quote, there's a little bit of sticker shock on the front end. But I think if you sit back and look at the value of what we bring, we are well worth it. I do know that some of the other mobile salons in the area are more expensive than we are. So we are not the most expensive option in town by a wide margin. But what we offer in terms of a less stressful experience for the pet in particular is simply huge. Grooming is not a fun process for most animals. Some of them have been getting a haircut every 2 to 4 weeks since they were a puppy, and they're very much used to it. But for most of them, it's 4 to 6 weeks at most, and they're still not used to somebody using scissors around their face. And not having to get out and leave home and add that level of stress to the experience is really, really huge for them. We're a lot more flexible than some folks realize because our schedule is a little bit more open. When clients have things come up, when they get sick, when they have, you know, an event at the kid's school that was just dropped on them a week in advance, we're able to reschedule and get folks back in pretty quick. So that's not usually a problem. We are, goodness, infinitely more convenient than having to take your pet somewhere and do that. And one thing that I really like that we try to do, because we end up with the same groomer going back to the same house, is they develop relationships with the clients. And more than just being a groomer, we want to come alongside our clients and help them care for their pets' well-being overall. That's done best by developing that relationship with the client, that trust with the client, where they can talk to them about the things that they're seeing during the groom. You know, most pets maybe see a vet once a year, but a groomer is not a vet, but has a pretty good idea what they're looking at with animals. And if they're laying eyes on them every 6 to 8 weeks, then they can note things and bring things to the attention of the owners that they might not catch otherwise. So it's, I like the relationships that we're able to develop and the care that we're able to provide that I think is a step well above and beyond what most services are offering.
Oh, very nice. Well, how would people contact you? Best.
They can find us on our website. If you Google Aussie Petmobile in Memphis, we will pop right up. They could also go to AussiePetMobile.com, and it should redirect to the Memphis website. If it doesn't, just put in your local zip code, and it'll redirect to ours. You can submit information there. You can start a conversation with us online. Our phone number is there. You can call or text. Our office is open from 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and I believe 8 to 3 on Saturdays. Okay. But call or text anytime. We'll get the voicemail, and we'll call you back just as soon as we're able to. We run Monday through Saturday. We're shut down on Sundays because everybody needs a day off. We used to run 7 days a week, but that means management is on call 7 days a week. And about a year and a half ago, the decision was made that everybody needs a proper break. So we've moved to 6 days a week. But we do have somebody that gets on Sunday afternoon to check for urgent cancellations and things like that. But yeah, give us a call, shoot us a text. They can fill out a form on the website via email, and we'll get back in touch. And we'd love to get folks out.
Well, thanks, Dan, for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpgermantown.com. That's gnpgermantown.com. Or call 901-350-6765.